what we've learned to do is create what we would describe as highly contextual, decision-rich training environments. So it's moving away from the traditions of just doing drills creating competitive environments in training that challenge young players, young athletes to make decisions all the time and trial and error, get things wrong, safe environment, that's fine. Learn from those mistakes, but critically review them in a really structured, systematic way. Review them with your coaches and the other support staff and ensure you learn and then practice those techniques again and again.
I mean, this goes right back to the issue we were discussing in the last half hour when it comes to football, because often it's easy to think we need to coach this one skill at a time. So if we're teaching dribbling, we get a player to run with the ball and dribble. If we're teaching to have a look up and find the right pass, we do that. But you look at the great players, they're able to run with the ball with their head up and they're looking for the patterns around them. And if you have a training environment which is decision rich, in other words, where they're having to integrate the perception, the motor skills and all the other things that are significant in an actual game, they're learning far faster than if you divide it down into specific skills and just drill them relentlessly. And I think there needs to be, I don't know what you think about, but just a bit more sophistication in the way we think about football in particular, because you're getting this right in the Olympic context, for sure. Well,
I saw a wonderful example of the kind of the former way of doing it in action last year. I was out with an NFL franchise and I was just stood watching practice and the head coach said, you know, what do you think? And I said, well, you've been talking to me about your players have got all the skills, but they make bad decisions on game day. And I'm watching your punt returner here practice and the ball's coming out of a machine. He's catching it unopposed and jogging through a bunch of stationary defenders. He's got guys running full pelt at him, trying to knock his head off on game day. Why are you surprised he struggles?
And by the way, also, when you get it coming out of a machine, you're not reading the movement of the player who might be throwing it to. That's exactly the... Look, you're so right. I see this all the time in sport where they're getting that bit completely wrong.